For American Family News, I'm Chris Woodward. A new poll finds 4 in 5 Americans agree with the idea that words can be violence. The research was done by the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, or FIRE. Researcher Sean Stevens finds it concerning.
Clearly, like something like a true threat to someone is violence, but that's not really what we mean by this. This is kind of a phrase that you hear a lot on college campuses, that your words are violence, and often not for a true threat.
FIRE found that females and Democrats were more likely to agree that words can be violence. Republicans and males were less likely to see it that way.
I invite any of your listeners to visit thefire.org. We make all our data available for free to anyone who wants to check it out and explore it further.
Colorado's Republican Party is calling for the resignation of Secretary of State Jenna Griswold. Published reports say an online spreadsheet was posted inadvertently by the Secretary of State's office, and it contained passwords critical to the security of the state's voting machines. Former state representative and chairman of the Colorado GOP, Dave Williams.
She should resign. This is disgraceful. And I want to point out the hypocrisy and double standard here, because there was another sort of infamous Colorado politician by the name of Tina Peters that she went after viciously over a similar incident. But, you know, the difference here is Tina was accused and convicted of publishing sensitive information out of one county, Mesa County. And here, Jenna Griswold is definitely guilty through her own admission of having published 63 different counties, over 600 passwords.
The Tina Peters that Williams mentioned there is Republican. Meanwhile, he said Griswold needs to be held accountable and the action threatens the election.
We should not stand for it, and we should be demanding the Attorney General to do his job and prosecute and hold her to the same standard, or the Denver District Attorney, who would have jurisdiction over Secretary Griswold, to do the same. But she's also a Democrat, and I just don't foresee that happening unless we fight and push for it, because we shouldn't be having these two sets of rules.
Mudslinging in Nebraska, U.S. Senator Deb Fischer is running for re-election against independent Dan Osborne. The two have wasted no time going after one another's record or position on the issues. For example, this is audio from an Osborne ad.
Senator Deb Fischer is a fake rancher and a fake conservative. She's just a career politician. We pay her millions and she can't even pass a farm bill.
Responding to this on Fox News Channel, Fischer said Osborne is just a Democrat pretending to be an independent, something she said is part of a strategy from Democrats in red states.
Well, you know, what we're seeing in Nebraska, I think, is an example of a template that Democrats want to use in red states. They want to run candidates as independents because they know they can't win with a Democrat on the ballot in a statewide race. And we expected this, but what we didn't expect was to be hit with over $20 million in negative attack ads in the last 2.5 months. So we have had our campaign set up with thousands of volunteers and endorsements, great endorsements, working hard. Our polling is showing good trending for us, and we plan to win. George Soros is not going to buy a Nebraska Senate seat.
AFN is seeking comment from Osborne, as well as the Democratic Party. The federal government's jobs report for October is due out tomorrow. The forecast for MarketWatch is somewhere in the neighborhood of 110,000. Earlier this week, a report from payroll processor ADP claimed a better-than-expected 233,000 jobs. In final news, Starbucks customers will no longer pay more for adding soy, oat, almond, or coconut milk to their orders. The change begins next week. And that's all our time for now. Find more news on AFN.net. That's AFN.net. It's not just what you hear on the radio. Visit AFN.net for Associated Press material, videos, columns, even a political cartoon. It's all there on AFN.net.